BBC Radio Sheffield. We were talking about show tunes earlier, weren't we? And the track that you'd like to hear that you've not heard for ages, a show tune. Karen in Middlewood said she'd like to hear How Do I Live, which is on the soundtrack from the Nicolas Cage film Con Air, which I saw recently, and it's unbelievable, actually. It's a really good film. Margaret in Banner Cross suggested Jesus Christ Superstar. She says it's one of the first musicals that she ever saw. And we were also talking earlier about lookalikes, and Bobette says this text from Elvis, says this message from Elvis. Loopy Lou looks like Betty out of Some Mothers Do Have Him. Ooh, Betty's ever so nice. Ooh, Betty. And Sarah Paling, actually, is talking about lookalikes. She is going to be, well, Julianne Moore, actress Julianne Moore, is going to be her in a film. You know, like Meryl Streep was Mrs. Thatcher. Well, it's the same thing. But when I look at Julianne Moore, she looks so much like Sarah Paling. I can't believe it. I bet they didn't need much makeup to make her like Sarah Paling. Also, Every Picture Tells a Story, I've got Charlie Spedding with me, and I reckon it should be called Charlie Speeding. You could have just changed one letter, Charlie, couldn't you? Just to change your name, to help us out.
I know, but I have heard that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, and I thought it was so original. Got a message here from Johnny Magic, who says 10 years ago, I think he means 10 years ago, he was training for the first Sheffield Marathon. He warmed up by doing the St. Ledger's Half Marathon, finishing at Doncaster Racecourse, and he said he thought he was going to die. He vowed never to do it again, and then he saw the London Marathon on telly and ran in the in Sheffield Marathon, and it was absolutely brilliant. Do you think some people have just got a sort of penchant towards marathons?
Well, I think some people love it and some people hate it, definitely. If you're not into running, 26 miles of running is not the thing to do.
No.
And you can have a good day and a bad day. It's very easy to have a tremendous day and you feel great, but if things don't go well, it's a very long way to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and what about this? You said that you need to be like a caterpillar. Think like a caterpillar. What do you mean by that?
I was a runner for a long time without ever achieving. I was a good runner, and it took me until I was in my 30s to make it to winning the London Marathon, going to the Olympic Games, and I just wasn't performing as well as I hoped, and I started to think much more about it, and I decided that I needed to think like a caterpillar, and everyone knows what a caterpillar is, but what does it think? Well, it thinks, one day I'm going to grow beautiful wings and I'm going to fly. But if you looked at a caterpillar, you'd think, well, how on earth is that going to happen? Mm. But the potential for it to do that is hidden inside it. So I thought, I convinced myself that the potential to be better than I was still inside me, but it hadn't shown itself yet. And I liked that idea, and I convinced myself that there was more inside me, and all I needed was the right conditions, the same way a caterpillar needs the right conditions to transform itself into a butterfly. I needed the right conditions to transform myself into the best runner I could be.